I'm going to keep my water bottle in my vagina.
I think we should start the podcast with that being the first line of the podcast.
I like it.
Honestly, like respectfully, we're not cutting that part.
Okay, respectfully, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about our health journey, then I guess water bottles and your vagina.
Seems like the only thing people want to know.
Could you also just not hit the mic?
Ding dong, I hit the mic.
Ding dong.
Welcome to Soul Busy. I'm Reach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO.
Sisters. We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all. We did a Q&A and we were like asking you guys what you wanted to know. And literally they were just the most personal questions.
We shall answer them.
We shall answer them. And they were literally just all about like a health journey update. You wanted to know the scoop. So we're going to give you the scoop.
All the scoops. I wish it was ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Me too.
The health journey. It's been an interesting ride, eh?
Yeah. I mean,
I think I'm going to be on it forever, personally.
It's just, I don't think journeys end. Do journeys end?
Oh, no, I think some.
Some journeys end.
I mean, I think okay. All of our journeys are going to end okay, eventually. Okay,
great. I meant like, does a health journey ever end? Like, I don't know if I've ever thought of it like ending.
No, I think I'm going to be ever evolving in this journey of my health.
Yeah. I mean, I can sit here and say what I believed when I talked about this 8 months ago is very different and my goals are very different than they were.
Yeah. I think one thing we learned though, like on that topic, is that everything you do for your health journey has to be kind of like based on the goal, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have never have done what I've done previous with fasting if I knew how it affected my body for fertility.
Well, yeah, I think that's my point though, yeah. Is like, let's, cause we wanted to like have extreme weight loss like quickly. So we were doing like 3-day fasts.
I still love fasting though.
Like I use fasting as a tool.
Yeah. I think fasting is a really good tool. I have nothing bad to say about it if I could do it, but it's just not good for your egg reserve.
Right.
From my doctor. So that's why I stopped doing it.
Yeah. I mean, so the difference between then and now for me is like, I used to do 3-day fast. I still do a 3-day fast like once a quarter or like even twice a year is like probably going to be my max, but I'm not fasting every single day until 12 o'clock and I am changing my fasting window. I want to keep my body guessing. So personally, I'm doing 9 o'clock is my first meal and I stop eating. Like once I go upstairs with the girls for bedtime, which is usually around like 6:30 for bath time, like right after dinner, I don't eat again. So I don't have another calorie until 9 a.m.
That's a big thing though, because like I'll talk about like what I've been doing after you're done, but the stop eating like at a certain time before you go to bed is something my nutritionist said is like number one.
Oh yeah.
Because your food's not just like sitting in your stomach turning into fat.
Well, also my Oura Ring though, like I don't think I had an Oura Ring the last time we did this episode, but like my Oura Ring actually tells me when I eat before bed that my heart rate isn't doing well.
Same.
And like, I think it's called the HRV balance or something.
But I don't even know what it means.
It's always a red signal to me. And I've actually done an experiment like correlating when I eat late at night to when my ring is pinging me saying, yeah. No, something's wrong. It's always late night eating.
I really love the Oura Ring. That was something I was going to talk about too. Like it's a little bit expensive. That's why I got the silver one because I think the gold one's ridiculously priced.
Yeah. Carly and I got into a fight about this.
Rachel makes fun of me because the gold one's not as cute. But like I have always like wanted to know how many steps I was taking. Cause I feel like some days I'm like way more sedentary than others.
Yeah.
So it's been really nice to see like when I'm being lazy as shit. Mm. Like sometimes on the weekends, like I can be super lazy and I'm like, oh my God, I need to get the hell up and get some steps in.
Well, like on the topic though of super lazy and like health, I also think there's something like your, what is the word I'm looking for? What is that called? Your internal like stress
dialogue.
Levels, your like adrenals. Like,
yeah,
is that like,
they don't move.
Yeah. You're like, or adrenals are, if they're too I'm actually going the opposite direction. If it's too high stress,
yeah.
Like it's important for your cortisol levels to calm down and have like slow times. I don't think it's a bad thing to be sedentary sometimes.
No, I think it's both, but like there's definitely times on the weekends because Joe sometimes will work and I'm like, who am I going to hang out with?
You're like my TV.
Literally. I've been really bad with TV lately. I love TV.
It's okay. You can go through ebbs and flows.
But yeah, so the Oura Ring helps me, like, just because it, like, pings you, and it's like, you haven't moved all day. But also,
well, it's also data.
It's just really great. Like, it's great to track your cycles. It's great to See what your steps are. It's great to see what your resilience is and how good your sleep is. Like, I love all of those things.
Yeah. I mean, like, now to contradict, because obviously this podcast is about the contrast of it all, it also drives me absolutely insane thinking about the fact that I have EMF rays like on my finger.
I know. I don't love like the Bluetooth,
the radiation.
Like, I probably won't use it forever.
I definitely won't use it forever just because of that. Like, I was doing some Reddit research on it and it basically said like your phone emits more EMF rays, which is why I have the Bodywell chip.
Yeah.
But, it's just like, I don't love the idea that like it's on my physical body, but I do love the data that I'm getting. And actually like long-term for the rest of my life, like I'll always remember the data I received from it. Like, for example, I can tell how I feel in the morning if I didn't get a good sleep and what my day will be like. And like, if I need a nap, like I've learned to listen to my body more based on the data. And even that whole like nighttime eating thing.
And the good thing is too, is that I'm kind of consistent with my like feelings. So like, I know,
right. Like you get used to it.
Once I take the Oura Ring away, like I know that there's things that I have to work on my own, because it doesn't really change unless I'm physically making the changes. But back to like health journey from like the start where I was like losing all the weight, I did end up losing like 65 pounds.
It's amazing.
Not in the most healthy way. So like extensive fasting, like everyone knows, like very, very low carb, sometimes not eating for long, long periods of time.
But when you were like talking to your doctors like a long time ago, wasn't something they said to you like, just get it off and then like you can like get healthy after? Like, isn't that like a...
Not my doctors, no. That was something I said to myself.
Oh.
I think that was something me and you talked about. But yeah, so like, I mean, I've always been overweight. So it's always just been like, however you're going to lose it, you lose it. But as I'm older and like, starting my fertility journey, and that was something that I was like really deep into, I really wanted something that would like stick for like a long period of time. Right. Not that I won't enjoy foods or won't enjoy things. It has nothing to do with that. It's more like, what can I do that would like really treat my fertility well, but also something I could do long term.
Yeah.
So after my wedding, I obviously went on my honeymoon and was like super hungry.
Right.
Yeah. So like, it's like eating some cake. I was eating everything, but I was realizing that my body was like, every time I eat something that was like, not like, I'm not going to label it good or bad, but in my head, like something that I wouldn't be eating on the regular, like cake or ice cream or treats, I would gain weight like rapid. Like it's like literally, I would even compare to you, me and you would be in the same weekend eating bad and be like, how much weight you gained? And you'd be like 4 pounds. And I would have gained like 10 for your 4 pounds. And like, and it doesn't
come. You're just eating more.
I don't eat extensive amounts. I just don't. I think my body just like the way it takes sugar on and like stores it. It just
Like everybody's
felt
different.
Broken. Like it just felt like something was wrong. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to do what I always do and like do this intermittent fasting, low carb vibe. So I actually hired a PCOS nutritionist off TikTok and I literally love her. And her, the reason I never did like a PCOS diet, and for those of you who don't know PCOS, like a lot of people get diagnosed with that if they carry a little extra weight or like their periods are irregular. I've never been diagnosed with it because I haven't had like all of the symptoms, but I've had like one or two. So I kind of just like treated myself like I had it because I definitely do have insulin resistance. And that is something that's like been 100% told to me from my doctors. So her big thing was gluten and dairy free, which I was like, oh, holy shit. I can't have sugar and I can't have gluten and I can't have dairy. Like it's really so hard. Like it's like such a hard diet, but I did it for 3 weeks and I literally loved it so much. It was amazing. And the amount of food I was eating or scared to eat, like sweet potatoes, for example, versus like low carb stuff, like I was still losing weight. So I finally just like hired someone, paid the money, listened to what they said, did what they said, and it really did work. So I felt like I wasn't getting those like tired stretches, like at like 3 o'clock. Or like those crashes, like those sugar crashes. And I didn't do it for weight loss. So that was like different
for me.
That's
why I said this at the beginning is like, what's your why in losing weight? Because like that would probably dictate the path of like how you choose to do it.
And right now I'm not 100% gluten and dairy free. There are some times, but I am way more cautious of it. And like complete meals. So like a healthy carb, a healthy fat.
Lauren Hefe's energy.
So I just came back to that and I'm not being like so obsessive over food in my brain. So like, I'm definitely not at the weight I want to be at. But my focus is a little bit different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like since your wedding, I would say that I'm up like 9 total pounds.
See, like, that's not even bad in my eyes.
No, it's not. I mean, like, I've tried on a dress the other day that, like, I thought would fit me that didn't. And I was annoyed as shit.
It's the fall, like, the summer to fall moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, so for me, what happens is, like, I love certain summer things, like, you know, in the cape. Like, obviously, shit. The cape is so fat. But, like, it's just certain treats I want to enjoy, you know. I'm actually not even going to say some of these treats because, like, I don't want anyone to know, like, where I get my favorite raspberry bar from. Like, there's a spot that I think about it often.
No, you should tell people.
No,
yeah, I'm telling them.
No.
It's Three Fins and Cape.
Shut the fuck up.
And I've honestly never had it.
Like, people love the Three Fins.
I'm, like, disturbed that you just said that.
You're going to be okay.
I'm, like, we might cut that out.
I'm not mad at you that you just said that.
Rachel, are you, do you think people are going to go get it?
I don't want anyone to go there.
Okay. Everyone go there. It's the best.
Leland's head is popping through the window laughing. No. So, like, I'm just saying, like, I have gotten to this space that I actually really love where I'm like, I'm free. Like, I'm not going to give myself any parameters right now. Like, if you want it, have it. Do it.
That's like a healthy relationship with food.
Well, I don't know if I could totally define saying that I have the healthiest relationship, but I definitely think it's gotten healthier over time. For me, it's been a lot about ingredients and, like, eating whole foods. I'm very focused on that. Like, I like that you said that about sweet potato, because I, like, you know, when you do carb free, you're thinking, like, oh, like
bananas, sweet potato. You can't have a banana.
These, like, things are terrible. They're not. They're, like, just whole foods. I think it's, like, a time and a place and what you're pairing it with, right? Like, the protein you were talking about. Or, like, I love an apple. It keeps me pooping. Like, you know, all of these different things.
I do love an apple.
I think for me, like, the what I've learned the most about my health journey is preparation is key. I've also been food shopping a little bit differently. Like, for example, I now food shop for the meal that will be made, instead of just, like, buying random ingredients and, like, hoping for the best. Like, I pick three meals during the week and, like, I have those executed in the way that I need them executed so that I can not buy too many ingredients, not have too much food. Other hacks that I've had is, like, keeping egg salad or chicken salad in my refrigerator at all times, yeah, fresh, so that I can just make a really quick little wrap if I'm hungry. I think the key to being healthy is food, which is, like, the irony. Like, you can't not eat. You have to eat.
Well, if you're, like, ravenous and you're, like, grabbing and, like, going towards something.
You're ravenous and have nothing to grab.
You're not prepped. Like, you're going to either... my nutritionist is big on not eating out, which is really hard for me. Like, there's times where, like, especially on the weekends, like, I did it straight for 3 weeks. Like, I didn't eat out at all. I think I got maybe a Greek salad, no feta one time. But, like, it's amazing. Something that kept coming up to me that I was thinking about is, like, I'm so sick of myself being like, it's so hard to prep food. It's so hard to eat clean.
Language.
It's so hard to drink your water. But, like, I think people feel, and some of my friends will text me and they're like, oh, how do I do this, this, and this, have a child, eat healthy, get my nails done, like, do all of these things. And I, like, laugh because I'm like, life is a full-time job. Like, it is. It literally doesn't end. And sometimes it's overwhelming. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't fucking want to eat the prep chicken in my container in the office. Like, I want to go get chicken fingers from Gianni's and a Greek salad. But it's like, life's full of choices. Like, what choice do I want to make?
I think it's also, like, when you're making those choices, right? Like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for me, like, I know for a fact that, like, I want to be eating, like, at least
as healthy as possible, yeah,
as I can. And then I know the days, like, knowing myself, I know when I'm going to have temptations. I know when I'm going to want to reach for other things. But, like, so I'm 9 pounds up, but I know that I want to lose, like, about another, I would say, like, I want to lose that 9 pounds, then probably 10 on top of that is probably my goal, like, my peak goal of, like, just feeling fit. I've been really into weightlifting. And so, like, the scale too, I think it's a little skewed just because I feel, like, really strong and, like, kind of tight in certain areas, yet the scale, like, it doesn't budge, which I find interesting with working out. And, like, also doing, like, some toning with Brianna Joy Fitness, like you showed me, like, I really like her
videos.
Love
her stuff. It's really good.
So that's been a really helpful thing.
Just, like, finding your flow.
Finding my flow. It's just, for me, it was, like, one day a week workout, then I added a second and I'm not looking for more. Anything more than that is, like, a bonus just because, like, I feel like also taking care of my kids. But your steps,
too, is, like, a workout. Like,
oh, yeah.
That was something with my nutritionist. She was, like, get 8 to 10 steps. I'm not even focusing on anything else with you, which I really loved. And I have to say, like, I was really against, like, talking to someone or like
her talking
her talking
I was very against her talking
no I
to
was
someone.
Against like hiring someone being like like letting them, like she made me tell her like everything I eat on a daily basis. And like, it's super embarrassing. Like sometimes I'm like, right. I don't want to tell you like what I eat. Like, and not that it's like bad or good. It's more like, she was like, you eat a lot of eggs. Like she like came back to me on a Zoom call and she was like, you cannot have eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. AKA like 2 hard boiled eggs in the morning, egg salad for lunch. And then
I mean, I'm a big believer that you can have at least 3 eggs a day.
No, I don't care about eating that many eggs. She was like, but like you literally that's
disgusting.
You eat yogurt you and are eggs.
A pasture raised egg.
No, 100%. She was like, you have so many nutrient deficiencies. You're like not eating enough food. And I was like, it's embarrassing to hear that. You like feel silly, but it also makes you feel so like heard, understood, and then helped. So it's like,
can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's like a very odd thought that I've never actually said out loud. I used to wish that I could have like a ticker in my throat. I know like a data tracker that like when I like over the course of my life that I could look at like a diagram of like how many times I've had Chinese food like in a bar graph.
Ooh, interesting.
How I'd many like times I've had like I always have wished like in this month like how many times or like if and if I could just like eliminate all the Chinese food I ever ate, then like what would my body look like? I'd like to see the outcome.
Chinese food is like a every 2 to 3 weeker for me. Like that's like
we have it at least twice a month.
I mean, come on.
Like, but like,
it's, but it depends on what I'm getting. Like,
oh yeah.
Like if I'm alone, like, cause sometimes Joe's, like I said, he's not home. So like I'll get Chinese food, but find myself. Just
like out cheating on you. Like,
yeah, he's like at his cheating on me with his job.
Such a whore.
He gets so mad at
I'm
me.
I'm like actually really mad at Joe right now.
He gets so mad at me when I eat Chinese food without him because it's like a group activity, he feels.
I understand.
But I'll get like steamed chicken and broccoli and dip it.
You have to define. Is this a healthy Chinese night or is this a fat Chinese night? And Mike and I always like at the top of the conversation of like we doing like, you know, chicken broccoli.
It's like, do you get the crab rangoon or do you not?
Well, yeah. No, it's basically like, are you ordering appetizers or are you not ordering appetizers is the question, you know?
But the thing about Chinese food is I always need like at least something sweet after it. There's never a time where I'm like,
so I've kicked that.
That's not a kick for me.
I can definitely now say that like I turn to a grapefruit after dinner and I'm like, I will house that grapefruit. Like I will not breathe.
I don't do grapefruit.
I fucking love grapefruit. It really gives me a nice tickle of sugar at the end of the night.
Yeah.
But it is hard to resist those urges. But if anybody wants to know why I'm mad at Joe, like if you want to go back to that.
Why.
Well, I had a little road rage. Like I fell out of 5D on the way to work yesterday. And this absolute fucking bitch was like in her car with her dogs. And she was going like, honestly, like
I have really intense road rage,
15 miles per hour under the speed limit and like kept stopping. And I put my hands up. I'm like, are you driving? Like what's going on? Like we got to go to work here. And she, you know, I definitely was not like in the best meditative state. And she just kept, now she was fucking with me. And she put out her fingers out of the window and was pretending she was shooting me with like a gun.
Who does that?
Mental case. She putting her head out the window screaming. And I do fuck with these people because like I send them hearts. Like I go like this and I'm like, love you. Like I'll go like this.
I would punch you.
And I'll smile at them and be like, I love you. Like, because I think it's funny to like send them love back. So maybe I was like a little bit in 5D, but then I wasn't because she kept stopping fucking short to get me to bump into her car.
Why do you have to keep doing that? Why would you want me to bump into your car?
Because it would be my fault.
Yeah, but like you want to sit there and not crash my car. It's just stupid.
Well, she had dogs in her car, so she kept stopping short, and then I swerved, and there was kids, and then I started to get pissed.
Well, I don't like that she had dogs in her car.
Dogs, and then there was kids on the side of the road, and then I was trying to pass her because like I was like, I'm not doing this game. Like I don't want to be engaged with an individual who's absolutely mentally ill like this on the road. So I called my brother-in-law, who's a fucking policeman, and he's supposed to protect me, and I wanted him to report her. I took a picture of her license plate, and he wouldn't.
He doesn't do that. He's a rule follower.
I was very upset. I was like, what's the point of you?
Literally, he's useless.
What is the point of you, Joe?
He's literally, the reason we like him is because he's a rule follower, though.
No, that's not why I like him.
I hit someone's car the other day and I was like, please look up the car and make sure like I'm cool to give my phone number. Cause I like, it was a hit and run basically, but I didn't run. And I was like, I'm scared to give this person.
No, you didn't run. You just drove away.
I know. Well, I drove away, but I left my phone number. And, he literally was like, I'm not looking up the car. So like, don't even ask me.
Like, yeah, like you're useless, Joe. Anyways, back to the fucking health journey. So one of the questions you guys asked me is, am I avoiding getting pregnant again? Because I lost weight. Like, am I scared to get pregnant again? Cause I lost weight. So I'll definitely answer that question. But if you want to like back it up a little, like I go back to my wedding for a second. And like, maybe this is a great disclaimer for anyone who hasn't gotten pregnant yet. Cause I got pregnant fat twice and it's the fucking worst. So first of all, I like got married skinny as fuck, like adorable. Like I think you could even see through my dress. Like I just like my hip bones were popping. Shut they were up. Just electric.
No,
beautiful.
They weren't.
No, they were. Anyways,
your hip bones were not popping.
2019, 2020, world shuts down. I'm literally like, I am binge eating. I was binge. Like, I think there was one point I might've just like put a bucket of flour in my mouth and just like,
why would you do that?
I don't know. Like I was making pizza at home. We were doing Pizza Friday at home. Remember that first one where we were like trying to have like good culture, but like everyone was like dying and like apart and we were like, what the fuck is going on in the world? And I remember I ate an entire pan of pizza by myself to my face. Disgusting. So like I gained about, I would say like 30 pounds after my wedding between my honeymoon and trying to get pregnant was stressful. And then COVID went into my first baby fat, way too overweight for my body type. And like, I just did not feel good. Like my thighs were rubbing on day one of pregnancy, got pregnant. Gained 50 pounds, then lost, I think, 20 pounds of the 50, then got pregnant again, like extra fat. So then I'm like pregnant on top of that. And I wish someone could have told me you're going to spend the next 3 years of your life like being pregnant, maybe even like longer. Like you should not.
I think it's less about the way you look and more about like how uncomfortable it is.
Oh my God, I'm not talking about the way that I look.
No, I think when people ask that question, like I'm wondering like what is coming from that? Like there's people who are way bigger than you that get pregnant and are totally fine and happy.
Yeah. I'm talking about my personal feelings.
No, I'm not even saying you. I think that's like it's a personal preference if the way you go into your pregnancy.
Oh yeah. So like to round about the answer is like right now, like the reason I want to lose another like 15 to 20 pounds before like any further pregnancies is because
I want to be more comfortable.
I want to have a fit pregnancy.
Well, you also have two other kids to think about too. Like it's
oh my God. Yeah.
You can't be like down in the fucking ditches pregnant.
Well, I wouldn't want to be down in the ditches. No, I'm very motivated by strength. There's this woman, her name is Rose. She's in my workout class. I don't know how old she is, but she's a little older than me. And I said to her like, what motivates you to be like work out so hard? And she was like, I don't want to be one of those old people that are like not strong. Like I want to be able to like function in my body. And I think about her all the time. Cause like, I feel that way about being a mom. I want to function in my body.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, like a lot of people asked about my personal fertility journey. Let's normalize not asking people if they're pregnant yet. Cause that would be really nice. but obviously overweight, trying to get pregnant. There's definitely a stigma around it where it's like, you should lose weight. I mean, it's definitely, I'm not saying it's healthy or not healthy. It depends on which body you're in. But for me, it never felt healthy to be overweight. That's why I always were like dieting or doing something or trying something or whatever. And I understand that feeling. I think you have to choose when you're dieting for fertility, whether it's like you're dieting to lose weight or you're dieting to, like a fertile myrtle and get pregnant. And it definitely doesn't help you because your hormones levels are, I mean, just for me, like your weight can affect your hormone levels. It can affect how your body feels safe to get pregnant. It can affect a lot of things.
Yeah. But also how you eat during pregnancy 100%. Matters. Like I ate like a jackass for my first two pregnancies.
I have friends that were pregnant that would stop at Dunkin' Donuts every morning and get two coffee rolls.
As I've previously mentioned, would scarf down donuts in the
parking lot. It doesn't mean you can't eat some things. I see a lot of videos on TikTok because I'm just like obviously in the pregnancy trying to conceive algorithm where it's like people say like everything affects everything. Like if you eat eggs, it's going to affect the baby. If you eat donuts, it's going to affect a baby. And perfectly healthy babies come out. Like some people can't eat normal food in their first trimester. Like they're,
I know in my first try, I remember Leland, I remember I had the candy, just the sour candy draw at work. And I was like, I'm only having the sour candy draw. And Leland looked at me and she was like, are you like feeding your baby like nutritious foods? And I looked at her and I was like, shut the fuck up. Like I am going to go eat these sour straws and I'm going to slurp them down like a little slithery snake. But I think that the thing is too, is that I didn't realize that it can create complications for the baby and the pregnancy later.
I think it's interesting. Like when I get asked about like how my fertility journey is going or someone writes that question, I have a lot of friends who are struggling. I think a lot of people do struggle with this specific thing. Skinny or overweight, it has nothing to do with that. But the only thing I can say to people if people are struggling with this is like it's a mind game that you need to be mentally ready for. And that's
pregnancy or weight loss?
Both. It's a mind game.
It's like a forever thing.
If you're constantly getting those negative tests or if you're getting those positive tests, like I'm happy for you. But the negative test,
you wouldn't get positive tests. You just have one positive test.
And then you just like, I mean, people there are sometimes people get them and they're not. It just, everyone's struggling. Like, I think it's a hard thing, and it's not easy for you to ask people like what their fertility journey is. I can definitely say that.
I think that the one thing you said that I would love to touch on is like the question of like, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Is fucking despicable.
Well, it's me and one of my really close friends, obviously everyone knows we're trying to have a baby, and like, it's something that we've been asked like so many times consistently. And like, we'll both just look at each other, and males will ask us, they'll be like, when are you like putting a bun in the oven? Like, it's like, dude, if I could have a bun in the oven right now, I would. So like,
yeah,
dude, you know what I mean?
Rock on.
Yeah. Like, fuck you. Like, you getting pregnant.
I mean,
people
are so
stupid.
Very triggering moments in the salon, because particularly like, I think people are just small talking with me. Like, I'd come downstairs and they'd be like, oh, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting engaged?
Like, do you
do you think I fucking, what do you want me to say? Actually on May 19th, 2017, I'm getting engaged, which is actually exactly when I got engaged. But, and then also, like, when are you getting pregnant? Like, I don't know the answer to those things, but I do think those things are triggering, especially if you're emotional and in the middle of the day.
But the only other thing is, like, when you continuously get negatives, if you are, and that's something that's happening, like, the only thing you can do is, A, find a friend that you're going through it with, because it's a really nice community to have, like, someone you can go to, because you might find that you're lonely and they're like, there's not a lot of people that you can talk to.
Yeah.
So that's number one. And number two, like, don't give up, because, like, just, you got to keep going and keep bettering yourself and keep trying and ask for help and go to your doctor and search for the
answers
and get educated. Cause I know that everyone will have the outcome if they do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Truly.
Yeah. I mean, like, as far as moving forward, like right now, in terms of like how I'm losing weight, I'm like losing it very slowly. Like, I mean, like it has taken me in the last 2 weeks, I've like lost a pound.
I mean, if it's not your like only focus, it's also really hard to lose weight quickly.
It's not. And like, honestly, my main focus is like not eating crazy portion sizes.
Yeah.
And also like, I'm definitely being a little restrictive in the sense, like, I'm very careful about which types of carbs I'm eating, but I am eating carbs. So like the bread Royo that we found, or that you found, like, I'm obsessed with Royo. I've been eating that a lot.
Oh, I had the Silver Hills
bagels.
I didn't have it, but I bought it, and Joe texted me this morning saying they were amazing.
They're amazing. Lily is obsessed with them. But yeah, like, I'm trying really hard, but like last weekend we were in the car, I was like saying I'm not having any carbs, and like everybody got a bagel from Brugger's, and I was like, I'm fucking getting a bagel.
Well, that's
Brugger's.
The thing is, like, when you're on this, and this could be people trying to lose 5 pounds, like, you feel like lonely and alone. Like, when I'm going to a bachelorette, I'm going to one tomorrow, and like, everyone's going to be eating crap.
I think it's sort of like, shut the fuck up about the lonely thing though. Like, it doesn't matter. The whole point is like that you are on a mission. Like, it doesn't matter if you're lonely in a mission.
But it depends what road you're on. Like,
I understand that.
You're like, so like, why did you choose to get the bagel?
Why?
Yeah. Because you didn't want to be, your whole family was eating them and then you were the only person not.
No, because they smelled really good.
No, no. I'm not saying it's like a sad, depressed time. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like, don't enjoy life. Like, you.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be the person that's like getting an egg. And like, I want to enjoy the bagel with my friends.
Like the other day, the girls were having a popsicle in the tubby. We do popsicle tubbies. And they love to shove the popsicle in my mouth. And I like to I deny them. I'm like, please, I'm like done with calories for the night. But like, I just, the other night I was like, all right, fucking shove the goddamn pop in my mouth. And I like let it happen for a second. Just, I get what you're saying. Like, enjoy the moment.
Yeah, like it doesn't, you don't always, like, unless you're like hitting a goal, like a wedding date or like something that you really have that you need to get to, or a goal in your head or a number on the scale. And like, you're going full force to it. I get it.
Yes and no, though. I contradict that a bit just in my feelings, just because like, what is it? Leaders eat last, or like, it's lonely at the top. Like, all of those phrases, like, there's a reason those things exist, because like, doing hard things is hard and most people aren't doing them. So like, for me, like, I'm always very used to that. I'm always used to the one sacrificing, but like, not other people.
Yeah, I don't mind sacrificing. I think what I'm saying to you is like, I feel like I've been sacrificing my whole life. So it's like,
but like, ironically, you haven't. And so that's why it's a mindset.
You haven't been because
clearly you never lost it. So it's like, that's not the case. It's just that, but I think what the part that's important about this conversation is reframing your mind is the only reason I'm challenging that. Because I think like, if I really was going back to your point of like, if my mission was to like lose a shit ton of weight for a certain reason, like very quickly, like, and I needed to fit into a dress and I had that bagel, I'd be very disappointed in myself.
100%. I agree.
And I would not think that I was following my goal. But so for me, I had the bagel that day. And normally the old me would have been like, had a bad meal, going to have a shit show night.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Had the bagel. And then I decided to leave a very long span of time of not eating. So like I made the choice like from that point, like Mike continued his fat journey and I stopped it.
Or you could fill your day with very healthy foods like right, salads
exactly.
and broccoli.
Like things that are going to make like you that. Poop that bagel out. Like so just different things like a little fiber gum.
Yeah, I think that everyone's just on their own journey. And I think it.
Agreed.
You have to find what works for you. Like, and it's fun too because like Joe was basically gluten and dairy free with me for the past 3 weeks because that's what I was cooking. That's what I had. But I found that both of us were eating way more healthy because I had a lot of extras. Like I would make these big dinners like you were saying and I'd have like three things of soup and I'd eat it for the next 3 nights. And it was so fun to go home and not be like, oh, what am I eating for dinner? And like I'll have it in the fridge.
Well, another mind reframe on this. I know it's like probably, you know, an unpopular opinion, but it's like, maybe not. Like there's meditations on food. And like, I think I read you one once and it was like, you should shut your eyes. Like, obviously I don't do this all the time, but like shut your eyes and think about like how every ingredient made it to the food you're eating and like be so grateful that like every ingredient made it to the food. On the topic of waste and like not eating the food the next day, like that's something I'm focused on now too, is like not being so wasteful
right.
with my food and like
well, especially
caring.
Groceries being $9 fucking million.
I can't eat. Like I actually would love everybody to reply and like tell me how much you spend on groceries weekly.
No,
like as
I go
a family.
To Whole, I like tell Joe, I'm like, I tried to not spend this much money.
It's
at the grocery store.
I mean, I spend probably an average of $450
yeah,
a week on groceries.
Well, that's even family of four with two kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
well, everybody's eating differently in my house, which is why it's yeah. getting expensive.
Well, and especially when it's sad, but like when you care more about the ingredients you're putting in your body, those foods are more expensive.
Like, I read a quote the other day about that and it was like, only in America are the ingredients that are foods that have less ingredients made from yeah. things that actually come from the earth more scarce and more expensive.
Well, when I lived in Italy, when I studied abroad in college, literally when you would go to the grocery store, I would make like a thing because it was so fun to go, but like all of their ingredients and all of their foods were like single ingredient.
Right.
Like it wasn't like 900
That's
things
how
in
it
their
should
bread.
Be.
And now we're paying for it because we're paying for it to be like less processed. And
yeah.
And I mean, I specifically go to Whole Foods for that reason because I prefer organic and snacks that are nicer, but and Mom's Organic is amazing.
I
too.
Love Mom's Organic. On the topic though of sacrifice and like taking leftovers for lunch, like I think you and I used to be really opposed to that. But like honestly, in another way, getting organized with Tupperware and stuff, I know it's super weird, but like having like glass containers that like I can take to work and like not being a lazy fuck that just like leaves yeah. my glass containers everywhere. And like I also smoothies are a really big thing.
That's
you put me back eating. Onto them. I used to be like a big smoothie girl. The other day I made one and it just got me so much protein and nutrients yeah. like at the start of my day that it's just like a nice way to start it.
It really is. I think it's like setting your, like, I think people feel like they're like, oh, I, having kids or not, but like I wake up, I go to my 9 to 5, like I have little time. Like when I go home, I want to give my love and attention to my significant other or my kids. Like people aren't like prioritizing themselves first. So it's hard to give to yourself like right. after you've given to everybody else. And when I have people that are like, I'm so busy, like, how do you fit that in? Or how do you do that? It's like, I also don't like make my weekend so crazy so I can have the time to set myself up for the week.
Sacrifice.
But I also like make sure I do that like on a Monday or like on a day, like a specific day of the week, because if I don't set myself up, like the whole week I'll be ordering lunch out. And
you have to be premeditated, I think, too. Like when I had a wedding this week on a Sunday, and Sunday night's usually my night to like get my shit yeah. together and like just even mentally prep. Like I like to prepare, excuse me, I like to like think about each day of the week and like think about what I'll need in each moment just so that like I'm never not well thought out.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not well thought out, then I get anxious and stressed and then like I don't eat well and then like I'm a fat fuck and then the weekend comes and like I don't want to do anything. And like, it's like, you know, a perpetual thing. But so Sunday night, I knew I had a wedding. And so like I had prepared some things for the week and like I pre-ordered my groceries to prepare for that so that I wouldn't get to Thursday and have nothing to have for lunch. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's part of the health journey is actually making it a priority, is actually caring. Cause like you're saying, as someone who has two young children and two dogs and 40 employees and two businesses and fucking friends and like all this shit going on, like I sometimes am last on the list. Yeah. Like I sometimes am the last person I can think about.
I think that's just super like relatable for most, I would say women, like, it's just getting all of the things in, like even getting my nails. And I'm like, when the fuck am I going to do that? Like it's hard to do it all, but like, it's definitely possible, yeah. You know, like it's not like this easy thing where it's like, you can just like fit everything in. Like I agree. You do have to be pretty meditative, but sometimes I'm super last minute and that's not ideal for me. Like, so, like I'll text my nail lady and be like, can I get in tomorrow? Just because it fit with my schedule. And like,
I sadly can't do that anymore.
Well, you can't do that. And you agreed, like that's not something I have to think about right now,
right.
But I think it's just like, if there's a will, there's a fucking way to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's the most advice I could possibly give.
Yeah. I mean, this health journey is never going to end. We can keep updating. As far as like my blood work is concerned, a lot of you had questions about like what my blood work came back with Geraldine. It was super interesting. I mean, everything was, you know, great. It was fine. But I think the main focus was like just supporting my adrenal glands. So I'm like on an adrenal cocktail that I take now. And also the fact that I don't eat any fish and like I'm completely a pescophobic, like I needed some form of cod liver oil, which was really challenging for me because burping up the fish in my throat was like something I had to get past, but now I'm past it. And I actually really enjoy having that because it makes me feel like I'm supported in other ways.
I would never take cod liver. That's like scary.
But I don't eat fish. So like I need to get those vitamins.
Well, yeah, there's
somehow
a lot of nutrients in fish that you need to eat.
Right. So like if I don't have it, I need to have it.
So just trying to do the best. I mean, I am doing the best that I can. And I think that I agree with you, like not being so hard on yourself. I probably would have eaten the bagel too.
I have one more actual hack that I've been doing that I actually think really worked. I've only come off it like twice. So when the quarter changed, I think in the middle of quarter three, I was preparing for this quarter and I knew I had like a vacation. I knew I had like some, like a wedding. I knew I had some days. I mapped out every day I was allowed to like be free with food. And then made rules on the other days because I think a cheat day or like a treat day is like inevitable, right? Like you're going to eventually want that. So I think it's also cool to be premeditated with those. And that method has actually worked well. I'm probably going to carry on with that. I did not account accidentally for the wedding I went to on Sunday. And there was obviously alcohol. I'm like, I'm not going to go to a wedding on a Sunday and not be drunk. So like I had some wine. So like there was some random changes like that. But so far the methods worked.
I think. For me, since I've thought about it my whole life, like my goal is to not think about it so much because.
Right. Again, we're different.
Yeah. Like I don't want to like, literally I'm going to the Bachelorette this weekend. I already texted saying there's some snacks I would be bringing on my own. Like do those things for yourself and don't be scared. Like I'm not going to eat Doritos.
Good.
So like if I want to have chips, like it's going to be the avocado oil ones and I'll bring my own. Like
and they're just as good.
And I don't care. Like, and I don't care who thinks that's annoying or who thinks that like would be judging me. Like fight for yourself and do what feels right for you, especially
who the
those
fuck
group
would
settings.
Be judging you.
I'm just saying like, if I came with my Whole Foods bag and people are munching on Doritos, I don't want people to think I'm looking down on that. That's not it.
I understand that.
Like I'm going to bring my avocado boulder chips that I fucking love and not care.
Love those chips.
And I'm going to bring some apples and some things that I'm going to eat and set myself up. So I'm not just eating shit all weekend.
Speaking of food, I think I need to go warm up my lunch. Starving.
Is there any other questions that we missed?
No, I think we got them all. I think it's just more like to summarize that last question is like, no, I'm not worried about getting pregnant and like gaining weight again. Like I don't care because my base level will be, you know, better.
But also you can't always control those things. Like
for me, it's not about the vanity of it. It's about the health of the baby and the, you know, just the health of me and like feeling comfortable in my body when I'm carrying and making a baby. So no, like I definitely don't care. Like I'm not avoiding it for that reason. I just like I think my cervix just needs a break.
I think a lot of people like struggle with their internal dialogue in life and like whether that's food or how much time you have on your hands or
alcohol,
your job or what you drink or anything. Like there's just no getting to the root of it without having like space and thought and calmness in your life. So like, and I know that because I've lived both sides where I can be super calm and chill and like really in tune with what's happening with myself. And then there's times where I am full Tasmanian devil psychopath, like not feeling those things. So if you're ever like catching yourself in your life and in those moments where you're like running around with your head cut off, like that means that you
need some time to yourself. And like, that should be a signal and a sign for you, whether that be about food or whether that be about if you're trying to get pregnant or if you're worried about getting pregnant and you're overweight or any of those things. I think you just need to get inside with your own thoughts.
That's going to be the theme of every episode forever is like how in touch with yourself are you? Cause you can't have a growth mindset if you don't know what you feel.
And what's no your baseline? One's going to give you the answer. Like, it's not going to be like what you do or what bagel you ate or what it has to be what works for you. Cause what works for you does not always work for me either.
You also have to live inside the routine though. Like, that's the last thing I'll say. And we can end like, it's just like, you sort of need to like feel what it feels like. You can like hear all these tips and tricks, right? And then you have to apply it to your life. Like you're saying, like with mental clarity. Then you have to live inside that routine and be like, does this work for me? You know? And like then make amendments, which is why the health journey is never ending.
Yeah. Like next week, my health journey episode that I would give would be completely different. I just don't know.
I'm just like forever learning.
But you're forever learning and forever trying and forever doing and forever like Monday through Thursday, we're eating as healthy as possible. Yeah. And like you got to make those decisions. It's again, like the weight's not, you can't make the weight fall off for me.
No.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Rock out, girls.
You say rock on.
Rock on.